This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Doctors in Sudan say at least 59 people are confirmed dead and nearly 600 others injured since clashes between the military and a paramilitary force erupted Saturday. Michael Atit reports for VOA from Khartoum.
Reports say recent tensions between the army and the RSF stem from disagreements with how the RSF should be integrated into the army and who should oversee that process. It is part of an effort to restore the country to civilian rule and end the political crisis sparked by a military coup in October 2021. The African Union's Peace and Security Council held an extraordinary meeting Sunday in Nairobi to discuss the situation in Sudan. The meeting also appealed to the Sudanese military and RSF leaders to de-escalate confrontation and restore stability. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
At least 32 defense volunteers and 10 soldiers have died in suspected attacks in insurgency hit northern Burkina Faso, officials said on Sunday. A detachment of soldiers and the civilian volunteers was the target of an attack by unidentified armed men on Saturday. A government said in a statement, the army said the death toll was 48 soldiers and 32 defense volunteers, adding, quote, at least 50 terrorists were neutralized in a counterattack, including a number killed in airstrikes. Yemeni rebels and government forces freed scores of prisoners Sunday on the last day of a three-day exchange of nearly 900 detainees, boosting hopes for ending their protracted war. Five flights carrying nearly 200 detainees from both sides flew between Houthi-held and government-controlled areas. This is VOA News. G7 countries are promising a faster shift to clean energy but set no timeline for phasing out polluting fossil fuels. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Wrapping up a two-day meeting in Japan, ministers of the G7 wealthy nations are issuing a 36-page document laying out commitments for a predominantly decarbonized power sector by 2035. But this stipulation of relying predominantly on clean energy leaves room for the continued use of fossil fuel power. Yet, ministers stress that phasing out coal must be prioritized. And accounting for 25% of global carbon emissions, G7 nations must do more, says U.S. climate envoy John Kerry.
Those countries will really determine what happens here.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Suspected Islamic State group fighters killed at least 31 people foraging for truffles in Syria on Sunday, a monitor said, in the latest such attack in the war-ravaged country. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also reported the killing of four shepherds by IS jihadists in a separate incident and the abduction of two others. A fire in a residential building in Dubai has killed 16 people and injured nine others, the Gulf Emirates government said on Sunday. The fire broke out at midday on Saturday on the fourth floor of a building in a neighborhood in the old part of the city. The top Republican on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee says the military needs to do a better job of securing confidential information in the wake of sensitive documents being leaked out by a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The system failed.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's in the Middle East, tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos he's hearing foreign dignitaries complain about the release of damaging and embarrassing information.
I can promise you it's been very damaging. There's information about Mossad supposedly helping the protesters. There's information about the air defense capability of Ukraine, and everybody in the region's really worried.
He says, why would anyone share secrets with the U.S. if a low-level military member can leak it out? I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least four people were killed in a small town in the southern U.S. state of Alabama, including a high school football player, in a shooting that erupted during a birthday party held inside a dance studio, police and local media said on Sunday. More than 28 people were injured, some critically, during the shooting about 60 miles northeast of the Alabama state capital of Montgomery, authorities said. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.